Morning, Rita.
Good morning.
So, talk just a little bit about the, I had a report on the Affordable Care Act outreach and enrollment update. How's that going?
Actually, we're really pleased with the outcome. Rochelle Christensen has been our outreach mentor person, mm-hmm. and she gave a report to our board of directors last night. The enrollment, the first enrollment period actually completed just a few weeks ago. And she actually served over 500 individuals.
Wow.
Which we thought was absolutely
I know the last
fabulous.
Time I think we had her on here, it was just over 300, so that's great.
Yes, yeah. Yes. She's just done an excellent job of reaching out to people and doing education and basically teaching all of us a little bit more about the value of having health insurance mm-hmm. of various kinds. We're now in a kind of a quiet phase mm-hmm. of enrollment. Although last night she filled us in on different aspects of who can truly enroll on insurance now, and I learned different components of who still is eligible for enrolling, and I thought it would be really good for her to come on the radio and do a bit
we'll
more
look
education
forward to that.
On that. That would be great.
May is, we got to move it in May.
The group of individuals who have once again stepped up to create Move It have mm-hmm. put out a fabulous agenda for the month, and I think they have flyers everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen them around.
Everywhere. And so on the 3rd, people get to participate in the Hamlake Run for all those runners, and they're doing the Bike Safety Rodeo again.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing some, I like this, Fix Your Flat Tires. You know, learn how to fix your flat tires on your bikes.
Well, let's move on to Moving Matters. And how is that different?
Well, Moving Matters is moving also. And what I really like is our staff people who do both programs work really well together. So they do a lot of communication on combining and collaborating with agencies mm-hmm. throughout the county. Maren Webb and Kristen De Aruta Wharton are our lead people on this. And I think probably one of the most exciting, fun things that's happening today is they came up with this great idea called the Great Place Race.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we took some of the grant funds from the Blue Cross Blue Shield grant that we were mm-hmm. awarded, and the Cook County Chamber put up some funding, added a little bit of funding. And so we have about $4,500, and they've asked for ideas and kind of like mini grant applications. What would you do if you got a little money to make your place great? And so
we're not talking about my garage, I take it.
Sure.
Oh, really?
Sure. But I think it's too late to put the application
oh, okay.
in. today, they're going to review the mini applications, mm-hmm. and I think as of last night when I left the office, I think we had between 18 to 20 applications.
Really?
Really exciting ideas. So this afternoon, the committee meets, and they'll...
So we should find out about this pretty soon.
We should find out very soon. So that's happening. They've been working with the 8th graders on doing some traffic counts, bike traffic counts and pedestrian traffic counts. And I think that's going to be a really exciting... project as it unfolds. I think the students are very excited to be involved and to be asked for their participation and their ideas and policy making around
this part of the
moving
safe routes to the school.
Safe routes. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that going on all mm-hmm. over. That's being very well received, and
it is.
Particularly in a rural area where kids pretty much have to pick their way around as they do here.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So that's a really fun part. And then we just continue to work closely with Grand Portage's Wellness Committee and do some collaborative efforts back and forth. So we're doing good movement there. And then Blue Cross Blue Shield just let us know that indeed we will be able to be awarded a second year of funding for this project.
Oh.
The applications always go in for multi-years, but unless they really think you're doing a great job, they can always...
Pull back, huh?
Pull back. So we will be moving forward for year 2 in that Blue Cross Blue Shield Moving Matters project
Good.
For this county.
Well, I noticed one of the things you reported to the board about was Northern Minnesota Network on update.
I did.
What is that?
Northern Minnesota Network is a small network of clinics. We came together about 10 years ago. Scenic Rivers Community Health Center, which is located, based out of Cook, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
is a lookalike to Sawtooth Mountain Clinics, community clinics, community health clinics. So the two of us got together, and we joined up with a migrant project out of Fargo-Moorhead area, and a migrant project out of Chicago, Illinois area. And the reason we came together is because we knew we were going to be needing to move into electronic health records. And we could, as small entities of community health centers and migrant projects, we knew we did not have the funding individually to be able to pull that massive effort off. But we knew that if we came together as a network of five, we also include Lake Superior Community Health Centers out of Duluth area. So it's the five of us. And we knew that if we came together as a network, wrote some grants that were set up for networks or larger collaborative efforts, we might have a good chance of getting funding for electronic health record implementation. Mm-hmm. And we were successful.
Good.
Yeah, so it's been that network that's been really the promotion of funding sources, of grant writing coming in to enable us to actually.
Yeah, because that's going to be something that's going to happen.
Oh, it's,
no matter
it,
what.
No matter
but,
what.
Yeah.
There's no. Don't think I like that path. There, we are on the path of electronic health records. So.
Well, speaking of being on the path, you're on the path to your 35th year.
We are. In fact, at the close of May, we will be ending our 35th fiscal year of being a federally qualified community health center for this county, a nonprofit health facility.
Man,
so that, we're pretty excited about that and looking forward, I hope, to receiving our 36th community health center grant funding.
well, I'll be marching on Washington if you don't.
But yay.
You probably got a pretty good chance. 35 years across all kinds of different administrations and ups and downs and everything, still managed to impress people with the ability for a community health center to work.
Well, it's a good effort, and with the mission of being here to have health care available for all people and affordable for all of us, it's a good place
to go. I don't
want to
date you, but you've been with it from the start.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Rita Plourde is the CEO of the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, going on 36 years pretty soon, the end of the month. Happy May Day.
Hey, same to you. Thank you so very much for inviting me to join you.